And this is a beautiful one, a conclusion. You can't take the credit for what God has done, but you sure can say you got in on the action by faith. You can't take the credit for what God has done, but you sure can say you got in on the action by faith. Amen. I agreed with God and I went with God.
Right.
And then that comes to the last few. Are you willing to step out of the picture so that only Jesus can be seen?
That's right.
Yeah.
Are or must you have a part? Is this your condition? God, I've got to be seen too. Is that your condition? Are you willing to step out of the picture so that only Jesus can be seen? Or must you have your glory role? Must you have people's applause? Must they say how good you are, how kind you are, how generous you are, how great your faith is? Must they recognize you too? Listen to this. God wants to be strong on your behalf, not with you. God wants to be strong on your behalf, not with you. Rely on God. Stop trying to share with God. Because when God does it, man can't touch it. I can. That's our key phrase from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can. I can cope. God's got me on a course. You've got to believe that. Before the foundation of the world, there was a course. And God is bigger than you in this course. And God's bigger than you, than your strength and your weaknesses in this course. And God knew all the things you were going to go through. It was known from the beginning of all of his works. That's when he did them. When Saul went wrong, he knew because he'd already raised up a David. Isn't that something? When God saw the children of Israel going around Jericho, he didn't say, "How am I going to get them in, man?" He said, "There is a little prostitute in there. And she favors you guys. Go see the prostitute." Isn't that something? You and I wouldn't have gone to see the prostitute for help for God. Was we know God would have been turned off and hurled. He said, "I'm not dealing with this whore. I got news for you. Not only did God deal with that whore, but she became a substantial line of blessing in Israel, ultimately producing the Messiah." The truth of the matter is, it's time for you and me to change our attitude towards our destiny and say, "You know, I can. I can when it's good. I can when it's bad. I can when it's easy. I can when it's hard. I can when I have their approval. I can when I don't have their approval. I can and settle it and live by it and say from this day forward, I'm having a spiritual attitude. I'm doing it in Jesus' name because I'm even a good God who is a rewarding God who is in full control. And I don't need to be in control for God to be in full control.
Isn't that something?
All I have to be is responsible. And sometimes there's a thin line between responsible and manipulation. And you better learn from God in reality where that line is drawn. You are required to be responsible, but you are not required to make it happen. God has to make it happen. You have to show up and receive it. Walk on water. You weren't responsible to walk on the water and make it solid. You were responsible to be obedient. I can. I know one thing for sure. I can have a good attitude. Now, you can have a good attitude for one of two reasons. Well, I'm going to be a positive kind of guy. Well, that's one reason. How about I'm going to have a good attitude because I believe in a good God who's got his hand on my life and he's going to do it through me. He's going to take care of me. He's watching over me. I'm believing him for it. The devil wants to reshape your personality into something God didn't make. Did you hear what I just said? You should be going crazy right now. The devil wants to reshape your personality into something God didn't make. And the only way he can do that is by getting you to get hung up on the things the devil is saying about you and your destiny. Oh, you're weak. Oh, you're strong. Oh, you're masculine. Oh, you're feminine. Oh, you've gone too far. Oh, you haven't come far enough. I mean, the list is endless. It's all a lie.